This is Fresh Air. The pandemic has changed the way movies are unveiled and their rollout schedules. One of the franchises that's been affected is the Marvel Universe, now controlled by Disney. The first major cycle of Marvel superhero movies ended with The Avengers: Endgame, and the next wave was supposed to begin with a new major movie premiere. Instead, because of production and distribution schedules affected by the pandemic, the next wave of Marvel begins today on television, on the Disney Plus streaming service. It's a new miniseries built around two minor recurring characters from the Marvel movies, Elizabeth Olsen as a witch called Wanda, and Paul Bettany as an android named Vision. The series is called WandaVision, and our TV critic David Biancooley has this review.
If you're curious to learn what I think about WandaVision, the newest entry in the ever-expanding Marvel universe of comic book narratives, well, so am I. Disney Plus presents the first two episodes of this 9-part series today, with plans to stream the others on a weekly basis each Friday. But only the first 3 episodes were made available for critics to preview, and after 3 episodes, there's still no clear sense of the show's tone, or content, or intention. But what I've seen really intrigues me. And the lack of answers at this point doesn't bother me, because being thrown into an unfamiliar world and trying to figure things out as I go along, well, that's exactly what the main characters in WandaVision are going through, too. What I can explain, for starters, is that Wanda and Vision are two minor characters from the most recent Avengers movies. Wanda is a modern witch with psychic and magical powers and is played by Elizabeth Olsen, the younger sister of Full House stars Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. Vision is a synthetic android played by Paul Bettany, the mysterious roommate of A Beautiful Mind. Over the past few Marvel movies, these two characters used their limited screen time to fall in love, and one of them died. But when WandaVision begins, they're both alive. But when does it begin? And more important, where? The very title, WandaVision, not only is a mashup of the two main characters, but a clue to the show's puzzling premise. To this point, the best TV series based on Marvel characters and stories have been one-hour dramas, the very dark Jessica Jones on Netflix and the psychedelically strange Legion on FX. Yet WandaVision is an abbreviated 30 minutes long and starts out shaped and presented as a situation comedy, complete with a laugh track. WandaVision is created by Jack Schaefer, a writer on the movies Captain Marvel and Black Widow, who places this Marvel superhero odd couple in a 1950s suburban home. The action is shot in black and white. Wanda wears an apron and pearls to do housework, like Donna Reed. And the show even opens with a typical 50s TV-style theme song, written by Robert Lopez and Kristen Anderson Lopez, the award-winning composers of The Book of Mormon and Frozen.
She's a magical gal in a small-town locale. She's a homie who's part machine. How will this duo feel in Pofu? Oh, I'm sharing a love like you've never seen. WandaVision.
WandaVision may be Wanda's vision. Or it may be an alternate reality or some sort of trap. It's like the movie Pleasantville, or more than one episode of The Twilight Zone, where characters find themselves in the nostalgic but potentially sinister world of black and white TV. Vision has a job at a company analyzing something, even he's not sure what. But when the boss and his wife show up for dinner, casual conversation quickly turns to lots of dead ends. If we viewers don't know why Wanda and Vision are in a typical TV home from the 1950s, or how they got there, well, neither do they. Fred Melamed plays the boss, and Deborah Jo Rupp from That 70s Show plays the boss's wife and asks the first prying question.
So, where did you two move from? What brought you here? How long have you been married? And why don't you have children yet?
I think what my wife means to say is that we moved from...
Yes, we moved from...
And we were married.
Yes, we were married.
Well, moved from where? Married when?
No, patience, Arthur. They're setting up their story. Let them tell it.
We? Our story.
Yes, what exactly is your story?
Oh, just leave the poor kids alone.
Well, really, I mean, I think it's a perfectly simple question. Honestly, why did you come here?
In the three episodes I've seen, the sitcom framing remains, but the couple begins advancing through TV time. By episode three, Wanda has ditched her Donna Reed look for a relaxed, long-haired 60s style. And WandaVision is in living color. Supporting players include Emma Caulfield from Buffy the Vampire Slayer as a neighborhood snob, and Katherine Hahn as a nosy neighbor. Advance word has it that a few characters from the Marvel Universe will begin popping in, though why and how and in what capacity, I have no clue. All I know is that I'm blown away by the set design and the recreations of old-style TV. And that Bettany and Olsen, as the leads of a sitcom, are quite charming. Even though I'm guessing, the tone of WandaVision will get much more dramatic very quickly. But I'm only guessing. WandaVision, at this point, is a riddle wrapped in a mystery inside an enigma, disguised as a TV show. And as a TV critic and historian, that's right up my alley.
David Bianculli is a professor of television history at Rowan University in New Jersey and the editor of the website TV Worth Watching. He reviewed the new series WandaVision on Disney Plus beginning today. On Monday's show, recently declassified documents reveal new details of the FBI's surveillance of Martin Luther King and the agency's efforts to discredit his work. We'll speak with Sam Pollard, one of the directors of the Eyes on the Prize series about the civil rights movement. His new documentary, MLK FBI, is in theaters and available for streaming. I hope you can join us.